audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew in the flesh, everybody. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Pennywise here. Jim and Byron, both from the band, coming to join us from the Ashes, name of the new CD. It comes out Tuesday, the 9th. So, what is that? Wait, it's tomorrow? Yeah.
Day after tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Good to see you guys again.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for not bringing Fletcher. Now, where is Fletcher?
He's at home listening.
Okay, good.
These guys brought his hand grenades, though. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah,
get up on that microphone. Yeah, I got a nice picture of Fletcher out golfing, sucking on an inhaler.
He's healthy.
Oh, good. Yeah. Now, how sober is he?
Depends on what night of the week it is.
Mm. So, Drew, that's not good, right?
That's not good, no.
He should be sober, right?
We should be so lucky.
But what about these guys who you know, they switch from whiskey to beer?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
No.
Same thing?
Yep.
Yeah, but they don't get as effed up, or they'll just start coming back.
They'll get going. They'll get the beer up to that same spot with the whiskey.
What about White Russians?
That Fletcher's thing? Settle his stomach so he doesn't barf quite so readily.
Oh, really?
They brought a video, a DVD of him vomiting on somebody just to show
I know. I was looking at it through the window, but I thought, you know, for a guy who pees on a lot of people, I'm very squeamish about the vomiting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a guy who pees in the sink regularly, and I don't like seeing someone getting spat on, for instance.
It was weird, huh?
It bothers me.
Yeah.
Do we sound different or weird or tinny tonight?
Not to me.
Well, you've been out of town for 6 weeks, so who the hell knows? All right. The band Pennywise, by the way, is going to be having a little midnight sale, and it's a signing and sale at the Tower Records on Sunset. That's September 8th, but it'll start at 11 o'clock at night. So tomorrow, Monday, 11 o'clock in the p.m., and then this album goes on sale officially at midnight. All right. Let's get to some calls. What do we say?
Yeah, good.
True?
Good times.
What's it like?
What's what like?
Being here in the studio.
I know, it's crazy. I feel like I've been
It's five, nice, isn't it?
I feel like I've been gone 5 minutes, but I've been gone like 4 weeks.
Yeah. Ani?
It's crazy.
Yes. Is your name Ani?
Yes.
All right.
Not Annie.
No, it's Ani.
All right, what's up? You're 19.
Yes. Okay. My husband and I have this problem, kind of. We, in the middle of the night, we'll wake up and we'll be having sex. And I kind of wake up sort of halfway through it, but he'll wake up more towards the end. And it's not really that big of a problem until it happened last night. And I don't know the way that we were doing it, but now I have this big rash kind of in between my legs. And it's like a carpet burn almost. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what to do. It hurts really bad. I don't know what to put on it or...
Why don't you have a doctor look at it to make sure it's not something more serious than just friction?
Maybe he's wearing like burlap pajamas or something. You get those burlap pajamas I gave you?
Yeah,
they're great.
Except, look what happened.
I mean, they're durable. They're not comfortable, but they last like 70 years. But
in a flood.
Yeah, do you think there's a... Well, neither one of you has a disease, do they?
Maybe
it's just friction.
Listen. The fact that they both are having this sort of sleep disturbance, so they're actually having sex in their sleep, which is what she's alluding to, suggests they may both be kind of trauma survivors.
No. People get boners when they're asleep.
They actually wake up and they act.
But we get in this argument all the time. It's like that phone call you get in the middle of the night where you have a conversation, hang up, and then don't remember, and you think you were asleep while you're having the conversation, but you weren't really asleep. You picked up the phone, you had the conversation.
Yeah, you're not doing something vigorous when you're on the telephone. You're not jogging in place.
No,
you'd wake up.
Well, but I don't know if you see me have sex, but it's not jogging in place.
Good point.
It's more me just sort of rolling over on the sofa.
I've seen your receiving position.
Yeah, right. I could sleep through it.
That's right.
So could my partner, quite honestly. And they usually fall asleep during, but not before. I don't know. I don't think everyone's had sex with their girlfriends and wives while they're in the middle of the night while they sleep, right?
No, I was never asleep.
No? Never had that.
If well, you have I kids. Mean, you're not asleep. It's what you are at 4 a.m. with a
this
good boner.
This has been reported more frequently now that they're actually asleep. They're in stages of sleep, and they stay that way. But here's the deal. It could be a staph infection. It could be some sort of, you know, it could be a million things. And she's just making assumptions about it. Someone needs to look at it.
All right.
And I don't know what to put on it because you don't have a diagnosis. It needs to be.
Okay.
Don't tell the doctor the part where you're getting raped in your sleep.
Yeah.
Tell him, you know, consensual daytime sex, but don't hit it too hard. Don't go like, we're both perfectly lucid. The sun was at high noon. Don't do anything like that.
Yeah, don't overcome.
We did it in the kitchen.
He'll get suspicious.
The bed was not near where we did. Don't overcompensate. All right, let's talk to Samantha. Samantha?
Yeah, hi.
You're 18. What's up?
Yeah, I have, like, this pain in my clit, like, after our orgasm or, like, cum or whatever. And I'm just, like, really, like, kind of wigged out about it because I'm like, is this, like, a form of blue balls? Like, I need to orgasm again or something?
No.
I'm like,
Are you on any medication?
No.
You sure? Nothing?
Nothing.
Birth control pills? Anything like that?
Nothing.
All right.
I'm going to take Tylenol.
All right. It's just one of those things. It's from the congestion, but it doesn't mean you have to come again.
It's after.
Yeah, it's after.
Does
it get down sort of into the between your leg area at all, the pain?
It's like,
what do you think
right.
her clit is?
It's up
back
in front.
Of her neck?
It's up in front. I mean,
the front.
All the way around.
It's all between the legs. Come on, Doc. Show the chart. Turn the commercial.
It's like in like my clit, like a sharp pain.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that happens.
All right. Well, maybe it's because it's getting worked over like a speed bag for an hour and a half. Right?
Yeah. Okay, maybe.
What's your boyfriend? Is it tough for you to have an orgasm?
No.
No, it's not.
Well.
What does it take to get you to have an orgasm? Oral sex?
Yeah, and like, you know, stimulation just for like about half an hour.
Oh boy!
Half an hour?
No wonder.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good work on an area.
Yeah, that should be comfortable.
I mean, like let's just say I took my index finger and I just gave your nose like a good working over for like a half hour, just
not even
scraping
good,
on
it,
just rubbing it, just rubbing and licking and rubbing and all that. After about 25 minutes of that,
W.C. Fields.
You'd have a chin blossom on there. Yeah. First off, you'd never want anyone to touch your nose again, and then secondly, be angry, and then third, you'd be irritated.
Yeah.
And then your nose is probably tougher than your clit.
Oh,
at least
yes.
Mine is.
Oh, yes.
So, like, it's just normal. Is that what you're
it's
saying?
Not normal, but it's fine. It's just from the irritation all you're subjecting yourself to.
All right.
Okay.
Is it oral sex or is it sex?
Or vibrator?
No, like hands. You know, heavy petting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Adam, I want to tell you, by the way, the guys on the man show, they're big dorks, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Except for the juggies.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still fine. Just making fun of the new cast of the man show, but I can't say that I miss it. I really don't. You know why?
You're even much better to move without it. You don't have to work so much.
It's work.
Yeah.
And you know me.
Now that they luckily, what they say, cut you loose. What was that article?
Oh, they had a Corolla.
Corollectomy.
Corollaectomy.
Yeah.
That's the guy that does it.
Don't get me started, but.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Joe Rogan from Fear Factor and Doug Stanhope from I don't know where. But, you know, let me just say this. You guys, I'm sure, have read a few articles about yourselves. The thing about it is there was a article in like Entertainment Weekly or something that someone pointed out to me a couple of weeks back where they reviewed the new show and they gave it a B and they basically criticized the two old hosts, which was me and Jimmy, and they said like yeah, we didn't like them but we liked the show, but they never mentioned that we created the show, which is sort of unfair because if you like the show, at least you should mention that we're actually the creators of the show. But then they go on to say that Jimmy made an ill-fated move to late-night network
talk,
television.
Yeah.
Like he made the move to talk, and then they had a Corollaectomy over there, as if they'd gotten rid of me. Now, Drew, stop me if I'm exaggerating when I say that they begged me begged me to stay repeatedly.
They bribed you and begged you.
They said, "What's it about? $50,000 an episode? We'll double your paycheck." I said, "No, not about that. just can't do it anymore. That's fine. And they still didn't hear that. And it was I had 10 lunches with everybody over there, 10 different times where they begged me to stay. And I just didn't want to do it. That's fine. It actually happens in show business every once in a while when somebody does 100 episodes and they go, okay, that's enough. My partner's moving on. I'm moving on. You want to do the show without us? Good luck to you. That's all right. There's no ectomy involved. There's no battle. It wasn't about they weren't coming up with the bread or I wasn't getting the respect. Did 100. Did enough. Time to move on. But no, the article, Corolla ectomy.
Good times.
Idiots.
Well, I haven't seen it yet with the new guys, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not down with them.
I was watching it when you were on, but.
God bless Corollaectomy. Jesus Christ. I just want to backhand the bitch who wrote that thing and say, look, are you interested in the truth at all? Or who told you this? Jesus Christ.
Jay, 21.
So pathetic.
Good times, Jay.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Good.
All right, here's the deal. I'm a complete virgin, and when I get into a relationship with someone I actually care about, I don't want them to be turned off by the fact that I have no experience. So I was thinking about getting, like, a prostitute to, like, teach me how to do it.
I think this would be accurate. Most women would not be turned off. In fact, they'd be intrigued by your being a virgin. But they would be.
So they'd try to put it in their ear, and then they'd be pissed.
But they would be turned off to find out that you hired somebody to have sex with.
You don't tell them that part.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but the point is, you know what I mean? He is who he is, and as the virgin, he's alluring. And as the guy who, you know, you are what you do, you know? He's the guy that hires a hooker so he doesn't have to deal with his virginity. That's not so appealing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wouldn't actually.
Drew, did you headbutt the mic this time?
Chest got it.
Wow. Drew usually punches the mic.
He's still thinking about the last call.
He's actually swatting it with his chest. Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
How far have you gotten with a woman?
French.
Just really? Stepsister or real sister?
No, yeah. Girlfriend. No.
But what's up with you? You religious?
Yeah. I used to have the thought that I wanted to wait till marriage, but I don't really want to anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Another great case in point. I was trying to wait till marriage, but instead I'm just going to hire a couple of people to
get
it over with.
Good. Nice. Okay.
You could watch some porno.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you can pick things up.
Not as though that's a good measure of what women want.
It's going to be great. You're like a handful of hair.
Read like Cosmo and stuff.
Read
women mags. That's the way to go.
It would be funny if he just watched porn exclusively, and then he gets with a chick, and he's got her by the back of the hair, and he's banging her head into the end tail. He's like, you love it, bitch. Now we're going back door. Come on.
That'd probably be good.
Jay?
Yeah.
Or what religion are you?
I used to be Baptist. Now I'm pretty much non-denominational.
All right. And anything wrong with you?
Well, a few things. I'm on a few medications, but, you know.
Oh. Which ones?
Paxil and Trazodone.
Yeah. What about that Paxil?
Paxil can shut you down pretty good.
Yeah, the Paxil actually, it works on me. It makes it harder, not harder. It makes it a lot more difficult to orgasm.
Yeah, of course.
When, you know, I'm doing myself. But,
sure.
That could be an asset when you get out there on the playing field.
Yeah. That's what my psychiatrist told me. It's like, maybe, you know, use that to your advantage. But,
Yeah. But, again, don't tell them you got the horseshoe and the boxing glove. You know what I mean? Let them find out. Right. Don't say, you know, I'm pretty beaked up on Paxil, so I shouldn't drop a load, for a good 45 minutes. And don't tell them about the hooker. Try not to talk, really. It can only get you into trouble.
Yeah. This guy, for sure.
Just all guys. Yeah. Don't talk.
Yeah.
Remember, you got a brood.
Yeah, you're right.
You're angry. Watch. Look, I'll be a guy. I'll be the kind of guy who gets laid. Go ahead.
So, Billy, am I a girl?
Yeah, you're a chick. You're always a chick, Chris. I mean,
Chris.
Whoa, Freudian.
I was looking at the
Chris.
Screen.
Oh, no, Chris. Man.
Okay. You're always a chick. Now, let's. I'm going to brood. Go ahead. You ready?
You scared me by that one.
Watch. I'll get you started. Damn.
What's wrong, Billy?
Ah, man.
Oh, Billy, come on. You're always...
You wouldn't understand. Nobody understands.
What do you mean? I've known you since you were in fourth grade.
I'd like to open up to somebody. I'd like to open up to you, but I can't. One day you'll understand.
Let me get my can
opener. Yeah, give me a BJ.
A can opener.
See, that's how it works.
You're in character. I called him Chris already.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know where that name came flying out.
Chris.
I must have been thinking about calling him. John?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, I just broke up with my girlfriend recently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 16. She's 15. the reason why we broke up is because she said that now that school's starting, she has lots of homework, too much homework, and too much time has to be spent on that, and rather than spend
you,
on...
You know what, John? Here's reality. Whatever follows... Wait, listen. Whatever follows... Yeah, whatever follows, I need more time, I need more space, we need to break up. Whatever follows, you should be hearing Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, 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 wah.
Yep.
Because it doesn't matter. It's all BS.
That's what I was thinking.
What it doesn't matter. Whatever follows, I need
but
to break
you'd
up.
You'd like to hear cancer or lesbian or possibly both.
All the more reason you should just zone out and hear Charlie Brown's teacher, right?
Right.
Because whether it's bad, really truly bad.
Listen, don't even talk. Like, yeah. If they do that part where they go, listen, John, we need to talk, then just start running. Just start running for your car. Yeah. It's done. It's you could
dive in the window. Don't even open the door.
Dive out of the window and do that shoulder roll and come up in the ready stance. That's my move.
So she's lying to me, basically.
No. She just sort of.
She's not lying about the part where she wants to be broken up.
Right. Nor is she lying about the part that there's lots of homework.
She's just lying about the part that's the reason why she's got to break up.
That's a complete reason. Whatever it is.
Fine.
When somebody your age is done, they're done.
Here's the problem when you give reasons. Well, and this is why, like...
You leave yourself open to
right.
explanations,
this
reasoning.
Is why as a parent, you got to get in that, because I said so.
That's right.
Because if you start getting into that, well, we got to break up because I feel like I'm not going to have time for... Then the guy comes back. Well, how about Saturdays? You're not doing homework Saturdays.
Don't even open that door.
I could help you with the homework. Yeah, but they don't understand if they're focused... If they don't want to lose the relationship, but they're focused on the homework aspect of it, oh my God! Look, if a woman's in you, she's in.
All the time you lost planning your counterattacks.
Yeah, I'd play like a game of Stratego with them. Like, we got to break up because I'm going to be moving out. I got a car. I could travel out there in it. And they're like, nah, touche. Now your move. So they make their move. Yes, but the new place
and
only has a one-bedroom.
And then
I'll bring a sleeping bag when I come out to your place.
Then you go home and obsess about it for weeks.
Yeah, you're trying to
go into the war room.
Trying to outmaneuver people like some kind of chess game when really they don't even want to play. They don't want nothing to do with you. All right. Let's hear something from Pennywise. That's what I think we should do. Drew?
Yeah.
You cool?
I'm cool.
All right. This is off the new CD From the Ashes, and the first song is Waiting.
Get back to a place I'm
Yep. Pennywise, everybody. Jim and Byron here. Dr. Crew making his triumphant
Chris.
Return to Dr. Chris. Making his triumphant return to Loveline Studios.
Got to talk about my book still.
Did you find your way here okay?
It's a little weird.
A little weird?
Yeah.
Where have you been? Like,
I've been
on the book tour?
On a book tour, exactly. Okay, and okay. I please people buy this book. It's important to me that people read it. So.
Yeah. And you didn't bring us any copies?
It's called Cracked.
Home or anything?
No, I'm getting
some. We just need one.
In fact, I'm going to start giving them out on the air a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
I'm going to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. We need one to take home.
What about working with the Olsen twins?
What about
He's filming a movie in Canada, working with the Olsen twins,
wow.
Playing their dad.
How crazy is that?
Big budget blockbuster. Yeah. Dr. Drew.
My daughters would freak out.
Yeah, I know. That's why I had to take the role, right? You don't say no
Aren't
to that.
Aren't they worth like $30 billion apiece or something like that?
Billion? Yeah, about that.
Did they like break you off a billion or anything while you're up there?
They're very nice. Very nice kids.
Yeah, they seem really nice.
How's their acting?
Good. You'll see.
Huh? No, I won't.
Yeah, you will. I'm going to make you go.
Oh.
How was mine?
There's going to be a big premiere and everything.
In multiple cities.
Red carpet?
Multiple. You're going
to
be
I gotta go
buzzing
to some
around?
Stuff, yeah.
You got to some. How big a role did you have? I mean, you played. But, you know, here's the thing about movies. Like, where you go like, yeah. Well, how big a role did he have? Well, he plays their dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's tons of movies where the dad shows up in one scene.
It was. I was looking at the characters. I'm number seven.
Number seven.
Yeah.
The twins. Right.
Then
are they one and two, or is that one?
They're one and two. One and two. And then
do they care which one is
then
one
like
and
Eugene
which
Levy
is two?
Three. He plays right. this bad guy that chases them. And then
right.
Richter's four, and he's another
right.
bad guy that chases them. And
right.
I forget the two were up to that, but so it's like I mean, basically my thing is I'm the plot. I set up. That's why I know I'm not going to be cut out. I set up the reason that this whole day is even
right.
In the middle of it, I sort of am a little interstitial, and at the end, I'm the conclusion that gets them off.
They have some Drew punches the mic at
yeah.
the end.
They have their used to be in here.
They have their love interest and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing weird with you and them. I mean, in the plot, like you go on like. I'm your biological dad, but I'm just your stepdad. So, how about it? Nothing?
Funky father.
I wonder if we could sell them on that, by the way.
They, you know, the producer and the director said they would get them on this show.
They would?
Around release time.
That's
we'll
never going to happen.
Yeah. They live
never.
Out here.
So is every...
every celebrity.
So is Marlon Brando. He's not coming on this show. All right.
We'll see.
Hey, we got Pennywise. Screw those Olsen twins.
Exactly.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jim and Byron both here tonight from Pennywise. From the Ashes, name of the CD. We'll hear something else off the new CD, which is coming out on Tuesday. And they're going to be at the Tower Records on Sunset at 11 o'clock tomorrow night, Monday night. And they're going to do a signing. And but you're not playing, right?
No, we're playing at House of Blues Monday and Tuesday, Hollywood. Wednesday, Thursday, Anaheim.
Right, so you're going to go Monday right from the House of Blues
yeah,
to
the
Sunset,
yeah.
Well, which is on Sunset, so you'll be fine. So you got to get there, and it starts at 11, and then, of course, the CD goes on sale at midnight. All right, let's talk to Sarah, who's 19. Sarah?
Sarah?
Hello?
What's
Sarah?
Up?
Hi. Labor Day weekend, I got really effed up and way too intoxicated. I ended up blacking out. I don't really remember what happened. I just remember taking a shower, and then I woke up the next morning, and I have, like, bruises all over my body and bite marks and stuff like that. So I know that I ended up sleeping with the person. So, A, I want to know how long it will take for something to show up, like, to get tested.
Pregnancy-wise or disease-wise?
Oh, I know I can't get pregnant, but...
Why can't you get pregnant?
Because I don't eat very well, so...
You can still get pregnant, even though you have an eating disorder.
No, but I don't get my period, so...
It's...
I... No.
Less
but anyway,
likely, possible, so.
It
then,
sounds like everything's going according to plan, beside the eating disorder, the blackouts, and the rapes. What is up, baby?
No, what are you doing? Much is up.
No, I mean, it's all good. I mean, it's perfectly normal and perfectly healthy, but you're 19.
You know, everybody drinks a little bit too much every once in a while.
No, I know. I do it all the time, but I rate myself.
And blacking out is not.
That's what I'm calling it now, so it seems like I'm a victim. I'm
blacking
a victim.
Out is a blacking out is a sign of serious disease. Okay, so that is.
It is?
Yeah, the majority of people that experience blackouts are alcoholics, by far.
Are so you serious? I always black out.
That's right. And that's. That you're right. Making my point for me.
Thank you.
Now, you have alcoholism.
No, instead of throwing up, I black out.
You have alcoholism in your family?
All right, now, hold on 1 second. And I always want to bring this up, and sometimes we do and sometimes we don't, but people think blackout means pass out.
No.
I know. Blackout means you don't remember what you're doing,
right.
And yet you're still doing it.
Exactly.
Quiet down. Kind of like the guy's humping his wife in the middle of the night and doesn't know he's humping her.
Right.
And listen, I've hung out with enough people that are... they're actually smarter than they are when they're blacked out. They're a little more... They're lucid, and you wouldn't know anything was wrong.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know, sort of reminds you, it's like those Vietnam movies where the guy stands up and you think he's fine, and then you look down and you just see a big hole in his side, and then 2 seconds later he keels over. But they seem okay during the time they're blacked out, but you get to hump them. But... But it's illegal, so you shouldn't do it.
Well, it's illegal in California. I don't
That's
know what
right.
Like.
That's why.
In Arizona.
But see, by the time I get them to the Oregon border, they've sobered up. So I'll usually stop in a liquor store, like right in Baker, somewhere before I get to Nevada, Juice them up again, and then I get them over to Nevada, and then, you know, it's game on. I bury them out in the desert.
Sarah, you have alcoholism in your family? Yes.
My grandpa was an alcoholic.
Okay,
I have, addiction in my family, potheads.
Yeah, well, that's
like
what
that.
You've inherited. You've inherited that gene and a
I don't
sign.
Think so, though. I don't drink every night.
A sign of that is a tendency to black out.
Oh, and the other thing, it's a couple of things. The other thing is having the gene for alcoholism doesn't mean alcohol. It could mean pot
or heroin or anything. It's all
and
the same.
Blackout's
basically.
Not blackout. But Sarah said something where she said it's either blackout or throw up.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that meant.
That's not true.
Isn't binge drinking
that's her perception.
Worse
of
than...
No,
binge drinking
is hard. You know how when some people go to their limit, they end up throwing up. I never throw up. I end up blacking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could throw up and still then just be blacked out.
You could black out and throw up or vice versa.
But no, I do throw up, blackout.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of guys...
Yeah. Blackout, throw up.
They blackout, throw up. I'm like, hey, that's weird, but they think the way I do it is weird, so, you know...
Good times.
Yeah, I mean, it takes all kinds. All
but, Sarah, you have two very serious conditions here. You have a serious eating disorder to the point that you're not having your period. So that is, you know, that's a 20% fatality rate just with that.
Well, no, I'm not to the point where, I weigh about 100 pounds, and I should probably weigh about, 125.
Sarah, I don't think we should keep talking, because your denial is so massive.
We're done.
And you're so defensive.
Answer my question, then, if you don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about how long is it going to take if any STDs or anything to show up when I go to the doctor. How long should I wait?
You should go as soon as possible.
Yeah, go tonight.
There's some that they can test for again in a few weeks, and even some in a few months. But if you need to be tested, you need to be tested. But that's not nearly so serious as the amenorrhea, the oligomenorrhea you're having from not eating, the alcoholism that's burgeoning here. This is all serious.
Why are all the blackout or drunk ideas bad? Why couldn't you black out and decide to go to the doctor when you're blacked out,
or create
program
a car?
Yeah, or program your TiVo or something like that.
No, it's always
It's weird. It is. You know what I did? I wouldn't call it blacked out, but Friday night I had a couple of glasses of wine. I mean, I didn't eat too much. I watched a whole goddamn Smoking the Bandit. The original.
Wow.
From 1 to 3.
That's awful.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just sitting there, and I was drunk, and I was like, hey, I got to watch that Smoking the Bandit. And I watched about 7/8 of it, and then I walked down the stairs the next day, and I saw the Smoking the Bandit, the jacket for the VHS tape sitting down. I was looking at it, and I thought, what kind of plan was that? What is that? What do you have the mind of a retard all of a sudden? Why wouldn't I watch a good movie?
Yeah.
Why do I need Smoking? I mean, I like Smoking the Bandit, but
why does alcohol distort to make
Yeah, why does it? Why can't you do stuff that's good for you? You want to order a pizza. You want to eat something that's bad. So a couple of things you want to do. First off, you're clearly effed up but you'd kind of like another cocktail. That's number one. Yeah, you're jacked up. There's not many people on the planet who need a cocktail less than you
right.
at this point, but you need another one.
Yeah.
And the more effed up you get, the better idea it sounds. Okay,
yeah.
So the cocktail seems like a good idea. Then it seems like a good idea to eat something bad.
Yeah.
Too. And not only is it horrible, whatever it is you're eating, but you're doing it at 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. You might as well just sleep with an IV of lard.
Then it's a good idea to drive a car.
Yeah, you want to drive. You want to do something.
Then you want to call people.
You want to confront people.
Yeah, relationships.
Yeah, what's up?
20 different people, all my friends.
Right, you got business. Yeah, you got horrible business to take care of. And then you want to watch something bad. You want to be involved with something bad. It can't be anything good. You don't want to listen to a little classical music, finish up that Moby Dick, and then call it a night. What is that? Why does everything have to be bad? And then if you're really a bad guy, you want to, like, stab people and stuff.
Or throw up on them.
Or take them to Poo Poo City. What is that, Drew?
I don't know.
It's like we can start working a booze out that mellows
people up.
Some of it is
people get acutely depressed or they get manicky.
Yeah.
And so they're impulsive. And so it's just sort of driven to do things that are sort of arousing.
Yeah,
and good things are not arousing.
Sometimes it seems good at the time.
It always seems good at the time. Smoking the Bandit seemed great.
It's an interesting question, though.
Joel?
Yeah, hey, how's it going, guys?
You're 24. What's up?
Oh, I was just wanted to call and talk to Drew about his book. I just picked it up about a week ago, and I just like to say it's like a really good book. And being an addict myself, you know, I could really relate to some of the people that you had in that book. And I took it out, and I had my mom go get it too. So she's really trying to get involved in my recovery.
Oh, nice!
How's your recovery going?
It was going all right. Kind of slid off track a little bit. And I've been going to NA, and my problem is, I guess, just not applying myself.
What do you got to do?
I really haven't gotten a sponsor. I got a problem where with my past, where I'm not comfortable opening up to people. I'm not a touchy feely kind of guy.
That's what I wrote all about in the book, right?
Well, I haven't finished it all the way. I'm about halfway through.
All right, read on, because you'll get the sense of that's the whole challenge. And
then you're done. You're cured. Once you read that book, you're cured.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Give you some motivation to make sure you get that sponsor, because no sponsor,
really,
no
book.
Treatment.
I try and give it to other people that I know that are addicted to something. I try and get them. So you gotta check this book out. It's really good. And the NA program, I think it's pretty good. And
it works. You just gotta keep going.
Yeah, it does. If you want to get clean and you're willing, it'll work.
That's it. Period. That's exactly right.
Marijuana Anonymous.
NA.
Narcotics.
NA. Yeah.
Oh, narcotics.
Yeah, I also got a question for Adam.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw when I was watching the Video Music Awards, they had a whole Crank Acres thing going on.
Yeah.
It's it looks like Eminem digs on the dude with the helmet. Do you get to work with him at all?
Yes, actually we did work with him.
Is he a pretty cool guy?
He's an a-hole.
Is he really?
No. He's exactly how he seems. We did. Eminem is a fanatical Crank Yankers fan, and he loves the puppet Special Ed especially. And so on the VMAs, I think it was last week, maybe it was the week before. Anyway, MTV Video Music Awards, he did some sort of acceptance speech, and he had Special Ed up there with him, and he ended up beating the crap out of Special Ed, and then we did some other Crank Yanker crap.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, he was he's good. And then we did a bunch of calls with him. So he's a big fan. Seems like a good guy. Sits around, he sits around like a crappy studio in Detroit in a crappy neighborhood, drinking Malibu rum with a bunch of lackeys.
Good time.
Yeah, success has not changed Eminem. All right, let's talk. We should take a break.
All right,
I think we should do that. Right. Pennywise is in studio tonight. We're going to take ourselves a little break. And when we come back, we're going to speak to Eric, who his girlfriend wants a golden shower. Wants to know if it's safe after this. Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jim and Byron both here from Pennywise. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. New CD. From the Ashes. Going to be out Tuesday, Monday night, Tower, Sunset. Going to do a little signing thing starting at 11 o'clock. And then, of course, at midnight, that's when it goes on sale. All right. Let's get to this golden shower call, which we haven't had a golden shower call in a while. Girlfriend wants golden shower. Is it safe to do? It
already sounds bogus, doesn't it?
Yeah. Because there's no chick really wants a golden
but
shower.
There's no question, is it safe to do?
Right.
That's not a question.
Right. Yeah, everyone who's received one has died. Listen, I've peed on so many. I've peed on more of my friends than I've shaken their hands.
That's
right.
Really I'll
greater
for that.
Number of people that I've urinated on, and they're all still alive. They're bitter, but they're alive. Eric?
Yeah. It's not so much. I finally gave her one on Labor Day. And it's not so much I'm wondering if that's safe. Now she, I guess she really got into it and wants to know if I would pee while we're doing it.
Yes. How does that work, though? How did the first golden shower work?
I had a bit to drink after a picnic. I mainly did it because she seemed
to
want
to. Is that you?
And I
just picnic baskets?
I was a little turned off afterwards. We showered off.
Turn off.
But.
Well, where were you when the shower took place?
We were outside by the pool.
Not by the pool. Yeah, if you do it by a body of water, like everyone's taking a whiz on the old lady in the shower. I mean, that's cool. You know, if you're in the shower, it's like peeing in the ocean. It's like, you're not going to fault the guy for that.
You're just in the vicinity.
Yeah, you're there. And that's where it ends up anyway. People are like, hey, don't pee in there. It's like, why? It all ends up here anyway. Might as well just, it's just a direct route. So, Eric.
Yeah.
Oh, Derek.
He's still there.
It's line
so is it safe? She wants me to try to be able to pee while we're having sex now.
Good luck.
Is that safe?
How do you do that?
I've tried to bring that up. I don't know if I could do it if I wanted to.
You would pee in her?
Yeah.
During
what would that do for her? What's her?
She said she had a guy that did it to her, and it really got her off.
No. Did not say that, Eric. Come on.
If she did say that, she is an utter mess. And by the way, ladies, a little etiquette for you. Make everything new. Say, because it sounds like it would be a kick. Don't do, my last dude. Remember Johnny Rhino Schwantz? Remember him? Yeah, he used to do it to me, except for it was in the keister. But I guess we could start in the vag.
It's pretty hard to pee when...
It is tough.
Yeah.
There. It is. I know, because in the morning it's tough, when you got
that's
that
when,
good
that's when
going.
You pee in the shower.
Yeah.
Or in the
Well, that's
when
I
sink.
Sprays the walls and everything.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Well, you can't make it in the toilet. That's for damn
sure. Hey, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric, you got. If this is not a bogus call, you have a very troubled girlfriend.
Okay.
It's bogus.
All right,
so.
Now it's bogus. Yeah. All right. We'll see you in hell.
All right, just one more quick
thing. Liar, whore, liar, whore, you know it.
Here's the thing about me. Here's the thing. A guy makes a bogus call, and it's like, all right. But
one more thing.
Hold on. It's like. Cops leading the bank robber out of the bank, and it's like,
I forgot something.
Just one more crime. Just a liquor store. I'm not talking about stealing a car, going back in the bank. I just want to turn over a Korean liquor store. I mean, come on. Give me a break. All right. Let's take a question for the band. Brendan?
Yellow?
You're 19. What's up?
Hey, I had a question for Jim. I was wondering how... Well, Jack Grisham, the lead singer of KSOL, is running for governor of California, and I was wondering if Jim ever planned on doing something similar.
I thought about it, starting small and just doing like city council stuff and seeing what I thought about it. But I'm kind of afraid of all the psychos out there that are attracted to politicians. And
really?
What about the nut jobs that are in
what
your
about the
band?
Yeah, I know. Well, I got enough experience with it, but
like Fletcher?
Yeah, exactly.
No, not nut jobs in the band. Yeah. Nut jobs into the band.
You got nut jobs in the band. You got the ones outside of the band. Yeah. I mean, at least you're
there's some
for...
kid out front of the station wearing a, what was that shirt?
Oh, Fletcher for governor.
Yeah.
Might as well be after what we the circus we got going on.
City council, once in a while, like, I don't know, some other city council member who's gay shoots you or something. Yeah. But that only happens like 50% of the time.
Right.
Yeah, that would be, see, that's the whole thing with politics. Like, yeah, it'd be great to be governor, it'd be great to be senator, it'd be great to be president, but who would want to start in the minor leagues of politics? You know, you're sitting in some crappy YMCA in Santa Monica attending some school board meeting or something so you can just cut your teeth. F that. I wouldn't, I'd have to start at some sort of, somewhere in the middle.
I'd follow Arnold's footsteps that way.
I could see myself starting as mayor.
Yeah.
You know, this is the bad part of all this is now everyone's going to think they can, you know, it's just going to be such a mess. That's what I think. But who knows? I know. I would like to look into it sometime.
How dare they feel that there's a democratic operation here? How do they feel they could be form representation?
All right, Brendan. Hey, good times, though, buddy, right?
Keep up the fight, guys.
All right.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
All right. Let's talk to Lisa, who's 21. Lisa?
Yeah.
What's up? What's happening?
Nothing.
All right. Hold on. Just from that one laugh, here's what I got. Flashman. I got that sort of blonde, that dried out, sun blasted blonde, you know, sort of
smoking,
a little leathery, with
little
that real dried out hair. Just, does a little crank. Does a little crank.
Watching the game or something, having a good time.
She's one of those chicks who refers to a guy going down on her as giving her head. That always bothers me. This dude gave great head. So it's like, I call it head. I mean, technically, I don't know if you're right or wrong. I like mine to have a sort of gender assignment to it. Yeah, to me, that's mine. You guys got going down or munching box or whatever you guys got, you got it. But you can't use our head.
Yeah.
All right. It was freaky. It's a biker chick. That's a biker chick thing. Gave great head. Lisa?
Yes.
All right. Are you blonde?
No.
I knew it. You smoke cigarettes? You smoke cigarettes?
Are you on the cell phone or in the car or something?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone. I'm driving down the road right now.
What do you do for a living?
I don't do anything. I'm in rehab right now.
Oh, all right. All right.
Yeah.
For speed.
Speed?
Huh?
Please let it be speed.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, but I've been clean for 92 days, so.
Yeah, aren't you impressed, though, that we knew it was speed?
Well.
No.
Yeah, I guess.
There's
nothing on the board.
Yeah, here's what the screen says. It says 21, which is kind of young to be in a rehab, but not for our listeners. Nervous to have sex because she has three nipples, still a virgin. But speed was the first thing that not
both
too many virgins. That I get speed. I get credit
both
for
of
speed.
Us had crank
all right. Well, anyway, okay. So you're still a virgin.
Yes, I am.
And you have three nipples.
Yes, I do.
Instead of nine? What do chicks have? Don't they have a whole row?
Yeah.
Is one underneath? Ooh. Is one underneath one?
Right. I do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that happens. Oh, what about getting it removed?
Oh, does it really? It's not that common, I don't think.
It is very common. It's called a supernumerary nipple. It's very common.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's not like one out of three people has. One out of 5,000?
Oh, no. Way more than that.
You don't know how many boobs I've seen.
But most of them just look
in the room, but I've seen tons. And
most of them just look like a mole. The extra nipple just looks like a mole.
All right. Yours actually looks like a nipple, right, Lisa?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yes. And you're a virgin?
Yes, I am.
Are you a big gal?
No, I'm healthy.
Oh, okay. I got, about 190?
No, about 175.
All right. You go about 5'3"?
No, 5'6".
5'6". All right. No, that's...
I'm not big. I mean, I'm not thin.
No. You're fat.
Drew, please. All right. So here's the thing. Your nipple,
it's not a
you
big
could
deal.
Probably have it removed, though, couldn't
you? Yes,
you
can. I believe so.
Yeah, could but you have it...
the money for that.
Mm. All right. Well, put one of those little round Band-Aids on it then, or use it to put your nicotine patch over it. Hold on a second. Is it bad when you're 21 and you sound like an old miner? Like you sound like a cook from a mining camp with you got one bum wheel, you're hobbling around. Hey, Cookie, you did golden over here. And you're like taking your hat and smacking against your knee. Consarn it! Dig nabby! Just sounds like a Pappy Parker or something. All right. Yeah, we got to take ourselves a little break. We're going to go to break. We'll get back with Lisa real fast.
So?
I'm intrigued. Right. I'm intrigued by she's a virgin, and she was a crank addict. It
happens.
Yeah, I mean,
that doesn't happen that
too.
Often.
It doesn't.
There's more people with superfluous nipples than there are virgin crank addicts.
That's true.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. Pennywise is here. We'll be right back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Fresh off his triumphant tour of Canada and New York. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Pennywise is in studio tonight. The new CD is called From the Ashes, and that's coming out on Tuesday, but they'll be at the Sunset on Tower. Tower Records on Sunset, I should say, coming up this Monday at 11 o'clock after they play the House of Blues. Jim and Byron both here. And as promised, we'll get back to Lisa. Lisa's 21. She out of rehab?
Yeah, she's in rehab. She said.
She's in rehab. Doing some smoking. Has a extra nipple. Lisa?
Yes.
So how long have you been off the crank?
Oh, roughly 3 months.
3 months.
All right. And how's everything going for you, beside the extra nipple?
Besides the extra nipple?
Yeah.
Pretty good. It could be better, but I'm okay.
Mm. Are you living at home?
No, I'm living with an aunt right now.
Mm-hmm. And is she happy to have you there?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, really? I'd be pissed if, like, the adult kid came to crash at my pad. I'd be bothered by that.
I do a little more than crash, though. I'm her housekeeper. I'm her shopper.
All right. Yeah. But then that gets old because then you start resenting her. All right. But anyway, the nipple you can have removed. Does it really look fully formed?
Not as formed as my other ones are.
Right. Is it? You got a nice set on you?
Yeah, I'm double D plus.
Yeah, I'm picturing that too.
Oh,
picturing
yeah.
A little like maybe a tat on each one, like a devil and angel or comedy and tragedy mask, you know, like you know what I'm saying?
Maybe. Yeah.
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 Yeah. All right. So you have your double D.
Yeah.
And so your nipple, your areolas are pretty big, right?
Yes, they are.
What would you say? How many inches?
Oh, a couple.
Couple. And then the extra nipple, that's not as big, right?
Oh, no.
Sometimes they don't have areola. Just
do they have an area? Does it have an areola around it?
Oh, no, not really.
Just a little bump.
People think it's a mole. They don't even know it's a nipple.
It's a mole.
It's more than a mole.
Shouldn't it be like extra action? Why is it considered a bad thing?
Yeah. Why, Drew?
I didn't say it was.
What if
she just tied some dental floss around it? Wouldn't it fall off eventually?
I guess your manager has somebody, knows somebody?
Yeah, he has a friend who has an extra one, and he just put a chain through it to the other one.
Pierced it.
He's accentuating it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You turn lemons into lemonade there, Lisa. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. Dora.
All right, Cookie. We'll see you on the chuck wagon. I do mean chuck wagon with that, Lisa.
Casper.
Oh, man. Let's all just close our eyes and picture Lisa. She's got herself like probably smokes those Moors, the brown cigarettes, you know, sort of half cigar, half cigarette. Those big double D cans and the extra nipple. She's coming at you. Oh, she's got some unfinished business. A lot of pent up, lot of pent-up sensuality. It's been a while. Going to let it loose on one man. She'd probably kill a man. She'd take a man
she's
out.
Not on speed when she does it.
All right. And by the way, if you're going to be a speed addict and maintain, you know, a big size, I mean, you really got to put it down. You're going to be kind of committed to eating at that point, right, Drew? Because that's
genes.
Tough.
Good genes, as you said.
Good genes, right.
Healthy.
Brittany?
Yes?
You're 17?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a question.
I don't know. No, not you. I was just picturing the poor aunt who has this chick move in. Like, that's it's a disaster. You know what I mean? And you know the aunt, you know, it's her sister. She can't stand. She can't stand. Probably owes her a few $100.
But this was the cool aunt that was sort of like Lisa.
She's crying. There's all kinds of rules about where you can smoke and where you can't smoke. You got to go out on the porch, but not the front porch because the wind blow it in. You go on the back porch. You smoke there. I'll put a coffee can out there for you. All right. Brittany?
Yeah.
Go ahead, baby doll.
Okay. I went to a dance last night at my old school in Alaska. Yeah, you probably don't know where that's at, but it's like teeny. But anyways.
Yeah, we know it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
okay. Of course.
Well, I was just watching. Like,
you gave the speech there, right?
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I was just watching like all these like freshman girls, so I'm a junior, like dancing, like grinding and all that stuff. And I was just wondering, why girls have to be so slutty to get dates?
MTV.
What?
MTV.
Right.
It's that MTV.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, it's not just like MTV. I mean, you could not watch
VH1.
MTV.
VH. I don't know. And look, here's why they have to do it. I was just picturing Madonna and Britney Spears making out, and I just thought you have to sort of raise the bar each time. Well, actually, you lower the bar, but you sort of raise the stakes. You have to outdo whatever is considered. I know I've used this analogy before, but it's just like skateboarding. If you just saw a guy skate a pool now, like what was really exciting in 1978,
right,
you'd be sitting there like holding your thumb down. It's like, this is a dud. This is no good. You got to do something bigger. You got to do something better. And I think women, because they don't really have anything they're interested in other than guys when they're 17 years old, and they're really competitive, but not competitive about grades or anything like that. They're competitive with other women. That's their half pipe. They got to outdo it. They got to get the attention. And so now you're going to have like 14-year-old chicks getting it on with each other. So guys, for guys' entertainment, oh, this is going to be great.
What?
I'm just
thinking about your kids.
Yeah. I got to get back. I got to go back to like high school or something and do it right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like this kind of high school. Yeah. So that's you're not into that though, right? Or are you?
No, but I don't know. Like, I messed up like earlier on, like when I was 16 and I lost my virginity, and I took an abstinence class, which, you know, abstinence, no sex. And I have like another question that I've been listening to your radio station for like ever, and whenever people call in, like that one guy that called in because he's a virgin and he didn't want to, like, you know, make his girlfriend think that he was like not up to, like, you know, whatever, right. Like, why is being a virgin so bad? Like,
it's good. Well, there's a couple of things. We say, like, sometimes girls call and they say, well, I'm a virgin, I'm a 19, is a guy gonna care, is it gonna be kind of weird? No. We'd appreciate that. I mean, once in a while. Wouldn't be bad. And so we're not really down on that. Now, the problem is the guys who are like 24 in virgins, there's a little something off. There's something up. You know what I mean? That's not just taking the abstinence class in high school. He had some issues. And he wanted to go see a prostitute, and Drew told him it was fine that he was a virgin. That would be, although I made fun of him, but said that would be an asset. So it's fine. Virginity's fine. Can you get your virginity back, though, if you take the abstinence class and pass?
After you've already not been a virgin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They grant you your virginity back?
It doesn't grant your virginity back. It just gives you, like, the mindset and the heart set that, you know, you messed up, but you can, you know.
Good. They have hymen restoration, by the way.
We're going to have him back up here, I think.
Oh, do we have a doctor?
Yeah.
All right, so listen, Brittany, you're fine. You're not grinding on other chicks' legs. You don't choose to do that. That's fine. Take your abstinence class, all right?
Okay, well, I was just going to, like...
All right, that's enough. I could have... Well, it's just getting a little preachy, that's all. I think I may have passed that one if I'd taken it.
The absence class?
Yeah, I didn't get laid in high school. How could I fail that one? I failed driver's ed and I failed biology. I'm the only guy I know has ever failed driver's ed. Other people failed driver's training, but this was driver's ed. This is actually I had to crash the classroom I was in. You know how hard it is to fail driver's ed when you show up every day?
Yeah. Well, didn't you miss the test?
No, I didn't.
Deliberti?
No, no. It was the biology teacher who can kiss my hairy ass. He hates it because he wore a rug, and I started yelling about it on the radio, and then he called the radio station and went to talk to him.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you talk to him?
No.
Oh, that's funny.
And then, this is Mr. Gregory. Oh, I just hope he, got ran over or something, ironically. He's a horrible, horrible man. 20-page report at the end of the class. Never turned it in. Got a big F. Even though I was there. There every day. Took every test. Did everything. And then later on, I went to teach traffic school. Nikki?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have really bad self-esteem, and I can't stop obsessing with my weight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten to the point where I can't even tolerate myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've had eating disorders growing up, and I'm recovered, but I can't stop obsessing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not.
And I've
exactly
tried everything.
That's not a recovery, then, is it?
Well, she's not throwing up.
I'm not throwing up, and I'm not starving myself, but the obsession with the weight is still there.
Are you depressed now?
I get depressed, but it's not an everyday thing like it used to be.
How's your weight doing?
It's steady now. I gained a lot of weight when I recovered, but then I lost it, and I'm back now at a healthy weight.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't.
All right. Well, what's wrong with your self-esteem? Did someone make you feel bad?
Are you a trauma survivor?
Well, my mom was mentally abusive.
Okay.
What'd she do?
I can't really remember, but I can remember trying to diet as young as 6.
Your mom made you think you were fat?
Yeah.
God, I tell you, I work with a Mexican guy. His son works with him. He calls him Gordo. It's his name. I don't know what the kid's name is other than Gordo. He's fat. I don't know. Why can they take it? I mean, maybe it's a guy thing. You couldn't call some little 14-year-old girl Gordo.
No.
Or Boda La Queso, the ball of cheese. That's the one I like, too. Hey, Boda La Queso, get the LBs from the van. You call your kid fat. Mexicans can do that. It's cool, It's the whole language thing. White guy couldn't get away with that. You'd be arrested. You call your kid, just call him fatso.
Social services.
You'd be arrested immediately. Yeah. Drew, try that. Start calling your kids fatso.
No,
see how long it takes to get arrested. Hey, where are we talking to? Nikki?
Yeah.
All right.
So, listen, self-esteem is a more complicated issue, and your body image issues are just sort of an outgrowth of the self-esteem problems and what we call affect regulation issues. And ultimately, it's the lack of attachment and the trauma growing up. And that all needs long-term treatment. So how come you didn't stay with your treatment?
After I turned 18, I lost health insurance, and I haven't gotten any back.
All right. So you cut off treatment. You have a chronic illness. Why not get back involved?
She's got no health insurance now.
Do you still have none?
I'm
Nikki,
sorry?
Do you have health insurance?
No, I just started a new job, and I don't
All
have
right.
any yet.
Well, it'll kick in, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Then get back into treatment.
That's and in the meantime, listen to classical music.
And walk.
And walk.
Or jog.
Or jog.
I do. Yeah? I exercise, and I...
All right. Well, that's good. Tell you got to do that, everybody. Listen to a bunch of classical music. I don't care how bad your life is. You listen to a bunch of classical music, and you start going for walks. It'll get better. Can't get worse. It's impossible. And start doing prison-style exercises. Forget about those treadmills and that Nautilus. Grab yourself like a bar, like a pipe, like a fire sprinkler thing, and start doing chin-ups on it. Or do some push-ups.
Why is the
I don't know.
It's just work.
Don't question the methods. It works. You can start going for walks, start listening to classical, and you start doing prison exercise. That's good. Makes you hungry. Yeah, that whole treadmill stuff, all that, it never works. You get down and do that. Do the push-ups. That's what you need to do. All right, where are we, Drew? We're going to hear a song?
Oh, are we now?
I think
we
should.
All right.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll come back. We'll talk to Bobby, who wants to know if her if she has an STD or not. Let me just talk to her for 1 second. Bobby?
Hello?
You may have an STD?
Yes.
All right. What's going on?
Okay, well, I'm like, okay, I've been involved.
Okay. I'm bored already. I want to hear a Pennywise song. Right. And then we'll come back. We'll get to Bonnie.
Excellent.
All right. This one's called Yesterday's. Everybody, another good one from the new CD, From the Ashes, which is coming out on Tuesday, and they're going to be at the Tower Records on Sunset on Monday, 11 o'clock, signing. All right, let's get back and finish up with Bobby.
Hi.
So you're 16, and you want to know what the symptoms of an STD are, and you're with a guy. How long ago?
Okay, that was like about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I was over at his house, okay, and we've been sexually involved for like 2.5 years, okay, and I've never.
Since you were 14?
I'm sorry?
Since you were 14?
She could have been 13 and changed.
Is she hiding, like, are you hiding in the closet or something right now? Like, seems like you're whispering a little, kind of.
Yeah. Is there somebody around you don't want to hear you?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up with this phone feed that's been doing this ever since we moved here? I guess that. I don't know where to go revisit these questions. Are you in your room? Are you at home now?
Yeah, I'm in my room, but see, I share in my room, so
okay.
I don't want to wake my sister up.
She's asleep.
Yeah.
Okay, how old is she?
She's 19, and she has no idea about this because if she knew about this, she'd kill me.
Really?
Yeah.
And how big is the room you're in? I mean, isn't she in the next bunk?
Might she not hear this?
No, because
yes, she might.
I'm like inside the closet, so.
Oh, you're in the closet. All right, this guy's picked up on it.
Okay, but
how old is the guy?
He's 18.
18.
All right. And
what is the symptom you're having?
Okay, like
hurts when you pee.
Like I'll go to the bathroom, okay, and then
hurts.
Like there'll be like green stuff all over my underwear. Okay, and I'm like, I like totally flipped. Like I just did not know what it was.
What is that true?
It could be
the
green
stuff.
It could be infection.
That's
like
bad
what?
Times.
Like what?
Like what kind of infection?
Like either a vaginal infection or chlamydia, something like that.
Chlamydia?
Lots of things.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, you're sexually active. Your people transmit stuff back and forth if you're not using a condom.
But see,
that's
I
why you gotta use
a condom. I never go without a condom. Never.
All right. And so you've never had any contact with him? Has never failed, never broken, anything like
nothing.
That?
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
So maybe.
Okay. Hey, Bobby.
What?
Let me ask you a couple of questions. I'm going to steer off of your pussy vagina for just one second, but don't worry. We'll get back to it.
Okay.
First off, what are you doing sharing a room with your sister? That just sounds like a nightmare. Like, I'd rather just pitch a tent out in the backyard or just sleep in a refrigerator box or something in the garage. What's going on? Has something gone horribly wrong in your family?
Oh, well, besides for the fact that we were molested when we were little, no.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad...
Except for that,
other than that, it was a storybook childhood?
I'm sorry?
Okay. So, who molested you?
Dad.
I'd rather not get into that.
All right. Well, we'll just say dad and grandpa.
No. None of my family members.
Oh, neighbor.
Told you, I don't want to get into this.
All right. Hey, well, listen, here's the rules. We get to get into whatever we want to get into because it's our show.
Oh,
know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yes, okay, so it was a neighbor.
Okay, Bobby, you sound really sort of disturbed, I think would be the word I would use. Have you ever gotten any treatment?
Yeah, I've gone to, I have a psychiatrist, a psychologist. I have everything. I've gone to therapy groups. I've gone everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And you're not going anymore, though, right?
No.
Have you been hospitalized?
No.
Okay. How about you get back into that?
Well...
I can hear it in your voice. You need it.
Okay. I'll talk to my mom and dad about it.
Yeah, I'm never wrong. Yeah, put a hole in the closet door so you can talk to your therapist.
That and no. Then you need to... If you are sexually active, you need to have...
Oh, yes.
Concerns.
I'm like a total nymphomaniac.
Yeah, well, that's the sexual abuse you grew up with. But you need to have a pelvic exam, right? You need to get examined. You need to get proper contraceptive in place. You need to be followed regularly, and you've got to start that now. Now, your discharge could still be an infection. Could be a bacterial infection in the vagina.
Did she say cream or green?
Green.
Okay. I think she said green.
Then I don't know.
You don't know?
No. Well,
wait,
yeast infection could be like
it's
a lot
not
of
green.
Different things.
It's not green.
You become, you know, that whole women who get molested become like sexually charged.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Or shut down or back and forth.
Well, they go sexually charged usually first, then they get shut down. Or is it sexually charged, then I hook up with
then
them.
Then they get shut
that's
down.
That's a dormant period. That's what all the animals are when I go to the zoo. I'm always like, hey, that alligator's dead. It's dormant. It's his dormant period. It's really because I come here every 6 weeks for the last 10 years, and they're always in their dormant. He's dormant. Like, I'm just going to throw this Cheeto on him then. Yeah, go ahead. He's just dead. Well, where are the polar bears? They're dormant. They're in the thing. Other animals are always in the thing, but I always catch women during that. The same thing the alligator's in when I visit it. So, or maybe they're just at the zoo, and it's like, F you. What do you want me to do, dance? Just floating around waiting to get fed. But it is it's a kooky byproduct that they get all sexually charged, and it's society. It's like, you know, it's like, hey, man, this chick's really hot.
Right.
She's totally into it. She's horny. She's horny like a dude.
Right.
Yeah, because she got screwed with.
That's right.
It's sort of, I don't know why, but I was thinking about how we turned getting a shot of radiation, turning you into a superhero. Sort of kind of the same thing, except for...
It goes the other way.
Well, I mean, it's like something horrible happened to you, so something really good is happening. But the reality is you get hit with radiation, your skin peels off, and you just get cancer.
That's right.
You get some huge goiter on your neck, mm-hmm. and you die. You don't start shooting webs and
that's
stuff.
That's right.
Is that true, Drew?
That's true, Adam.
All right. What is going on, though, with cartoons, though? Like it's always like radiation, and it just seems like society is aware enough of radiation and not to buy into that storyline anymore, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we've seen what happens, like, in Chernobyl and stuff. People die. It's kind of a horrible, long, horrible death.
But now we got to make some movies off of these old-fashioned nostalgia.
Have something else happen to them. That's all I'm saying. All right. That's my point. What was my point? Don't know?
We have a break. That's
is it full moon?
Yeah, look, just about.
Can you feel can you guys feel like
weird
a little
energy.
Gravitational pull on your head? You can feel it. My head starts getting pulled.
Sure. Oh, no, wasn't
okay.
We missed the Mars thing, yeah.
Mars.
Oh, really? All right. All right. Well, I'm going to get my head straight.
And I got an appointment back on Earth, so.
Yeah. All right, dude. We'll be back with Pennywise after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jim and Byron both here from Pennywise. New CD is called From the Ashes, and that's coming out Tuesday the 9th. And they're going to be at the Tower Sunset doing a little CD signing coming up on Monday. And that'll be 11 o'clock at night after they play over at the House of Blues. All right. And everything's sold out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So you buy the album, you pretend like you're watching them. Still. No problems. James?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I've had heart palpitations for about 3 years, and I saw a cardiologist when I was in high school, and he said everything was okay. It was all normal. But I just don't feel like this could be normal, because for the past, like, 3 or 4 months, I get heart palpitations probably 3 or 4 times a day on a consistency of about 30 minutes at a time. And the question I have to ask is, I took ecstasy for the first time about a week ago, and everything was fine when I was on ecstasy, but the morning after, when I was trying to pass out and go to sleep, for about 4 hours, my heart just felt like it was going to jump out of my chest.
Because it was going fast? Was it going fast, or was it flopping around?
It's kind of...
How does it flop?
It's for both.
It flops
around? It goes really fast, then it slows down, and it gets really slow at times. And
what's the heart flop thing?
Well, extrasystole is our bump, 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 pause.
Yeah.
Bump, bump. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
Those are totally normal.
And are
completely normal, and they will get worse when you know do speed and ecstasy and drink coffee and smoke a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah,
and they don't mean a damn thing.
So it's not from the ecstasy that's doing that; it's just coincidence that
they will make it worse. But they aren't harmful.
You're having the palpitations before you're doing the ecstasy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and so they get worse from the ecstasy. Or
give me the palpitation rhythm.
There's what are called ventricular extrasystoles, which is bump, 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 pause.
Yeah, we heard
bump,
that one.
Bump. And then the problem beats it would be bump, 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 irregular, super regular and fast,
mm-hmm.
or just fast. Pow, that's bad.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bad? You think
real
speed
fast.
Up love is more efficient? It's better.
Beating 200 beats.
How many beats you want a minute?
You want 80.
80?
Yeah, but if you get over 150, you got a problem.
All right. And what are you after you just finished like a hard run?
You could be 150 to 180 and then 60. But if you're just at rest and you're sitting there at 160, 170, that's a problem.
High strong, yeah. And what is a palpitation? It just means you physically feel it?
You feel
or you
something.
Hear it, or
you feel something. There can be all kinds
do you
of
feel it because it gets out of rhythm?
Yeah,
or because
you just
it's
feel
bigger?
The rhythm. No, you feel rhythm. You just feel the rhythm change. It feels like things are flopping. It's depolarizing irregularly. And also your blood pressure can drop. You know, in mm-hmm. response to that, you got a catecholamine surge or adrenaline surge.
All right. So if you're having but if you have palpitations, that doesn't really mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything in a young person usually.
Why?
Because they're usually extrasystoles, they're normal.
All right. Are you a real doctor or the love doctor?
Yeah.
Ashley? I said he shouldn't do any more X. I think
he shouldn't do any more stimulants or cocaine or beet or caffeine or nicotine, and he ought to see the doctor again just to make sure that it's the same thing he's had all along.
You save that stuff for the big boys. You lightweights can't hang. Ashley?
She's there.
I know she's there, but our phones are cutting off, and I just learned after this was happening for a long time that everyone can hear us and hear her, not We Just Can't Hear Us, which was nice of you to bring up, Anderson, after it happened 300 times.
No one can hear Ashley, anyways.
No one can hear Ashley. But I just mean in the past, when we can't hear something, other people can hear it, right?
I don't know, dude. I've been here like 5 days since you moved.
All right, buddy. All right, so Ashley's not talking, and Ashley can't hear us, and we can't hear her.
Ashley, last try.
All right. Let's go to line five and speak to Dave.
Hey,
Dave, you're 24.
What's up, Pennywise?
What's up?
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yep.
About 4 or 5 months ago, I got my tongue pierced. I had it done further back so it wouldn't rest up against my teeth. Mm-hmm. But playing with it, I guess, has caused my gums to erode down a little bit behind the front two teeth, and I was wondering that if I stopped doing that and just took care of it from here on out, would that be enough to perhaps let my gums heal and then...
Stop doing what?
I'm sorry?
Stop doing what?
Rubbing the actual barbell on my teeth.
I mean, obviously that would help, but I can't be certain that it would necessarily come back all the way.
Okay, because I've been told that I've had... in the past, reversible gingivitis, and that if I just took care of my teeth,
gingivitis, it just means inflammation of the gums. Doesn't
recede. I thought that pertained to like the receding of.
I mean, there can be a part of it, but you need to take care of this.
Why don't you start by not banging the barbell against the inside of your gums?
Why don't you take the barbell out?
Oh, you could take the barbell out. Well, let's not do anything rash.
Well, when my tongue's at rest, it doesn't like rub up against the back of my teeth or anything. It just
it's the metal doing something.
How often is your tongue actually at rest? Yeah, you know, my tongue rarely at rest. It's eating, it's talking, it does a lot of complaining.
But you know what I mean?
Not that often.
You know what I mean? When I'm talking and stuff, it doesn't actually hit my teeth. It's just like something I was subconsciously doing when I was playing with
everyone,
it.
Everyone, when they get stuff in their tongue, like barbells mainly.
But maybe some reaction to the metal in his mouth.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. You don't want the surgery to fix that because it hurts. My buddy got it.
The gum surgery?
Like, oh.
I've noticed it's really, really popular right now, especially girls. All my nieces have it or just got it recently.
It's a kind of thing, too, where for them, it's like they've installed something in their body to keep them occupied. It's like a Rubik's Cube or an AM radio or something. It's like, here's something to keep you busy. You got to wait in line at the DMV. Don't worry. You got the barbell. You just click that back and forth.
Game
Boy. For me... I find it now, like I'm looking at you and it hurts my teeth, and I get none of the distraction out of it. I just get the negative part. Yeah. Like you're talking to people and they're sitting there and they're just looking at you and they're just banging and clanking and banging and clanking. And it's kind of like the metal on the tooth is sort of the fingernail on the chalkboard a little bit. Not quite as bad, but I don't like that feeling. I don't like that sound. I don't want to have to think about it. I find it distracting. As a matter of fact, I know this is this is Nazi Germany talk, but I just mean, there's like an old guy runs up my hill every day and every night, ironically, and I've never seen him with a shirt on the entire time. I've never seen the guy with a shirt. He's got to be almost 70. He wears dolphin shorts, so he's got a nice sack outline there. He never wears a shirt, and he trucks up and down the hill. And the other day, I see him in the market. I see him in the market, shirt's still off,
and
I'm staring at old man nipple. You know what I mean? And I'm looking at his nipples, and I'm thinking,
uncomfortable would that be to be him walking around the market with any clothes on? Isn't that weird?
I don't know. I think he likes it on some level.
He's got to be the guy
obviously.
That in the locker room is also.
Yeah, he's the new dude at the Y.
The scrotum hanging down.
Yeah, he's shooting pool nude in the locker room of the Y, and he doesn't want to get the bridge out. So you get a lot of sack when he's reaching over. He gets it around. He's leaning over. And, you know, he's got his buddy telling him, you got to keep 1 foot on the ground. 1 foot on. You're looking at all sack and asshole. Anyway, I'm thinking to myself while I'm looking at the guy's nipple in the market, I'm thinking to myself, I'm angry now.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about your nipple. Why do I have to think about your nipple? I mean, and can't you put a shirt on, old man? And can't we force you to put a shirt on? Because
it's
sort of getting this way with people that reek.
Yeah.
You know, you're standing next behind a guy, you're at a line, you're at the market, you're at the drugstore, whatever, you're behind a dude, and maybe it's that big Rasta dude who's just like George Clinton style, just hair just smells like a thousand hobos climbed into it and died. You
thousand
know?
Hobo power.
Thousand hobo power. Or maybe it's just the guy who's just got, you know, he's the Middle Eastern guy who's been setting tile all day, but he's not a big fan of deodorant. And you're just standing behind him and you're thinking, I'm going to puke. I'm going to puke. And then you're thinking, wait a minute. Why do I have to experience you? Like, this is your thing. Yeah, you like your nipples. And you like smelling, or you like the dreads. Part of the thing with the dread is you can never wash your hair. You can never take a shower. Okay, that's all your crap. I don't like it. It's bad for me. How about I come over and pee in your sink? You don't like it? Hey, that's my thing. That's what I do. I pee in people's sink. Come on, man. You can't come down on me, dude. I'm tired of looking at dudes' nipple rings. I'm just tired of it. Just put a goddamn shirt on. I don't pull people into my life. You know, I go through life, and I'm camouflaged, man. I got a baseball hat, sunglasses. I got a long sleeve shirt. I'm just walking. I'm looking down. Come on, buddy.
You wouldn't last a second on a tour bus.
No, it'd be horrible.
What, it's nipples and smells mess. And dreads?
It's 12 guys rolling down the road and just...
Now, but see, I'm a big fan of blowing gas.
Yeah.
Like, I love
there's
gas.
There's a lot of that going on.
Now, that's funny. But here's what I should be able to do. I should be able to blow gas on the Rasta guy whose dreads stink and say, hey, now you got my thing. Welcome to my world. Oh, it's a cultural thing. Oh, man, who are you to tell me I don't blow gas? That's what my people do, man. Hey, old man nipples, here's a little broccoli coming your way. That's my thing. That's what I do. How about that?
It's worse with the dread guys, and then they try to cover up with patchouli. That's worse.
It's like a mop. That was used to wipe up a cat crap and vomit, put in the closet and then pulled out and hit with a little Lysol right before you get a whiff of it. Now you get the cover-up smell and the smell.
Yeah.
We're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, Drew, who are we going to speak to?
We're going to get Ashley back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Ashley?
Man.
Oh, yeah. After this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Jim and Byron here from Pennywise. Nice discussion during the break about why we hate almost everybody. We all agree.
That's right.
We don't like those a-holes who jog right in the middle of the street so everyone can look at them with their shirts off and their cycling shorts. And we don't like those Tai Chi guys in the park. Okay. Nothing worse than those guys. And you know what's tough about those Tai Chi guys is half of you is like, I'm going to go over there and straighten that guy out. And the other one is he may just give me like a karate chop or something. Right. Like maybe he knows something. Maybe he's going to kill me with his index finger.
Yeah.
What's worse is they're not just in the park anymore. It's like
they'll be
in the middle of the walkway.
Yeah.
Going in their little mode.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's what I want to do. I think you need like you need a card that you get stamped or something. Because here's my theory about the park and the beach. There's like 5% of the population that's completely monopolized the beach and the park. Like, I want to go to the park once a year to play a softball game, but I can't do it because the same bunch of a-holes who are there 3 days a week and have been there monopolizing the softball diamond for the last 8 years are there. And it's the same with the beach and the same with all. It's like a small percentage of people just monopolize it completely. I want to get some, like, I want to, like, no, you cannot, no, you've been hanging out. You've been playing on the rings at Venice Beach. Yeah, you're here 3 days in a row. Get your ass home. Let some other tax. Ironically, you ain't paying taxes. You're using everything. I'd like to work that out. And I'd like to give the Mexicans a new game besides soccer, too. That takes up way too much room. The soccer, they need like several thousand square yards to play soccer. It takes up the whole park. Well, we got to get them into something like bocce ball or something.
Boxing.
Croquet? Well, they're in a box.
We're compact.
Croquet, yeah.
We gotta sell the Mexicans on a thing that doesn't use a field that's 70 yards wide and 110 yards long. We need something because the whole park is used up with the soccer game.
Yeah.
We're gonna work that out too. I'm finding a game. I'm trying to think. Okay, yeah, like a horseshoe toss. That might be nice.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
Ashley.
Yes.
You're 24.
No, I'm 18.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever.
What's up?
I have a hard time achieving orgasm. I never have. And I've tried, like, everything pretty much except for actually having sex because I'm a virgin. And, like, my boyfriend's tried, you know, oral and, like, three fingers, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my pulse will just, like, start going really fast and, like, I'll start getting hot and sweaty and... Like, I'll start breathing harder, and, like I start shaking, but nothing else happens. I just, like, bite on the pill, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what
big
all right.
deal.
Well, Les, you're 18. This is what happens.
Yeah, it's fairly, it's the majority, I suspect, do not have orgasm at your age. And okay. ultimately, most women don't have orgasm during intercourse
ever.
At all.
Ever. Ever. Ever.
Interesting.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've never had an orgasm through masturbation, right?
No, I've tried that since I was 11 years old.
Mm-mm.
And?
Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
All right. Everything good? You ever sexually abused or physically abused?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that's just you.
Yeah, it just takes time. You got, it,
and don't get too caught up with your boyfriend. You turn your vagina into some sort of project, you know?
And a lot of it is that it's just a biology that has to take some time to kick in. It's, you know, the guy's biology is very, very different.
Yeah.
And it's completely active. And yours takes some time.
After 4 years, we finally tried something because we've been dating for 4 years.
That's good.
And he said it was really hard. And nothing happened.
Oh, he's putting the pressure on you? You mean it's hard that you're not giving him an orgasm?
No, he says it's sad because I can't. And
yeah, but that's why should he be so, you know, in other words, it's not about him.
Yeah. Yeah, well, does he have an orgasm?
Well, yeah, it's easy for him.
Sure, I know.
He's a guy.
That's right. He hears the Velcro on your trunks rip, and it's like, I'm done.
Oh, geez.
All right, well, okay, why does Ashley, who's 18, sound like she's 28? I don't mean a burnt-out way. I just mean her temperament. All right, so but here's the problem. Your boyfriend is putting pressure on you to have an orgasm for him, right?
That's going
to
make things worse.
I don't know. No, he says he wants to help me out.
I know, but guys, the women become a project to them. Guys, they have their sort of male ego invested in her ability to have an orgasm.
And before you know it, the guys are like, it's like they're trying to get their keys out of the garbage disposal, you know? It's like their whole hand is up in there. They're wrenching around. They're like, come on, 18, give it up.
At 18,
give it up.
Like, maybe, I think when you get older, you're like, you want to try to make it. But at 18, you're just like, I think you just want to. You just want your own.
Well, but they've been together for four years, so he's feeling like she's got to validate him by having one for him. And this is where the faking begins, by the way. And this is why women get really resentful, because they don't feel like it's okay with the guy for them not to have one, so they start faking it, which means they just start basically lying, essentially, and then they get really resentful, but they can't really tell the guy, but they make sure he finds out at some point.
They get frustrated because now they should be having one, but the guy's not trying anymore.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. It's always great, though. I mean, it's perfect for the breakup, the nasty breakup, though, to have that. Imagine having that in the hip pocket where you've been faking it. You just throw that out.
Oh, yeah, God.
You know what I mean?
Just that toss is that on the table.
That's the ultimate sock to the gut for a guy. I mean, that's just the ultimate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd try that on the ladies once in a while. Yeah. German?
Yes.
You're 22, that's your name?
That's my name.
Wow.
Byron?
Yo.
Hey, it's German, dude.
What's up?
Hey, Jim's still there?
Yeah, what's up, German?
Hey, what's up, man?
You guys know German?
Yeah.
He proposed to his lady at one of our shows.
At our show, yeah.
Fantastic.
I just wanted to say thanks for all the good lyrics. You know, every album. There's always people blasting you on the website, but I don't know, you guys still keep it real.
Thanks, love
all right, I'm getting rid of German because he won't turn his radio down. But yeah, that's like when my first girlfriend, when I was in seventh grade, said, "I'm into you. All my friends think I'm nuts, but I'm into you." I thought, yeah, that's nice.
He's a good guy.
You guys are great. Everyone blasts you on the website, but
I think you're great.
Yeah, that's a backhanded compliment. Thank you, German. German rules. He's a great guy.
I mean, I don't know what the website like. If in general. If 51% of the things people say about you on a website are good, you're in pretty good shape, right?
Yeah.
Because that is just a forum for people that are sort of got a beef. It's like, it's like, this is what I try to tell all the station managers and all these people, which is, look, the only people that write letters are the people that are pissed off. We shouldn't be listening to them. I mean, if you get a letter that says we don't like the show or we don't like the content or I'm offended by something Adam said or something Drew did or whatever, that just means there's 1,000 sane people who are satisfied with the product and haven't written a letter. Why do we got to listen to this one person?
Yeah.
Huh?
We have that conversation all the time because we get, you know, on our website, you get a lot of the people are saying, you know, they want to hear track 12 side,
right,
you know, off your obscure album.
Right.
You know, so it's like you have all these fans out there and you know, that's their place to go and bitch and moan about things. But at the same time, you get some good information too. But
Well, we got a question for the band, but I think we got to run to a break now. They want to know, the question is, why do you use the title from...
From the Ashes.
From the Ashes, yes. Thanks, Drew.
The title just refers to after everything that happened with 9/11, and also I think it has multiple meanings because we're all getting to a certain age, and it just has to be...
The fact that Pennywise was allowed back on Loveline after
exactly.
Nefarious appearances in the past.
Exactly. It's about trying to get, after all the destruction that's going on in the world, about trying to move forward.
All right. Fair enough. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, everybody, that's the show. I want to thank Jim and Byron for coming in here.
Hey, thanks for having us. Thanks for all the plugs, too.
Appreciate it. Our pleasure. One more plug from the Ashes.
I feel like we're on like an MTV. Hey, we're playing.
Name of the new CD?
CD. Or...
I'm going to be doing Jimmy Kimmel Live co-hosting all this week, so I'll be... It's late, starting tomorrow, but we'll get our plugs in.
Big whoop. No problem.
Drew will hold the fort down. And we got a guy, a doctor, who's going to be talking about gender reassignment a little bit later in the week. I'm going to talk to him about that as well. All right. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
God darn it! Dig nabby!
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.